seduciendo a DJ Ceviche.
Pero ven acá, muchacho, ¿y para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me la voy a llevar la toa pa' un VIP, un VIP, ey. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie.
Buenos días and welcome back to The Morning Buzz. I'm your host, DJ Ceviche, better known as Navy Seaman Anthony Garro. It is now 8:07. In the studio here have joining me is Flea and Family's very own Matt Sinclair. So how are you doing today, Matt?
Doing pretty well, thank you.
That is awesome. And I haven't really interviewed you, like, at all, but it's really nice when you came in, the first impression you gave me. You seem like a pretty cool dude, and I can't wait to talk about you. Like fleeing family with you.
Oh, thank you for the compliment. Yeah, we have a lot of good stuff going on, a lot of good people working there, so happy to be here.
All right, well, you heard it yourselves, and now coming up next, we'll be discussing more upcoming events with fleeing family. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. So Matt, we were talking about, well, I told you how, you know, my parents didn't really know what they were doing when they like had me for the first, because I'm the oldest child. They didn't really know what they were doing. So with new parents who will feel somewhat similar, what does Fleeing Family have to offer?
Right. So we actually have a couple of programs. For starters, something that's been around for a while, and we finally have like we have somebody in the position. And we were kind of missing the position for a little while, and we have somebody for our new parent support program. And so, I mean, having a new baby in the States is very challenging, but I know personally, because my family, we just had another child.
Oh, really?
We had one in the States, and then we had one over here at Sigonella, and we had a really positive experience here at Sigonella. But you, like, really just don't know what you don't know. So and that's even just before the baby's born. So what new parent support can really help you with is talking to you about what appointments you ought to be going to, like getting things like your glucose test and knowing who the staff is that you're going to be working with, and just what the kind of birth experience might be like over here in Sigonella. And then once the baby's there, that's when the other hard part starts. And so, you know, they can connect you to resources and other parents. I mean, that's the other part, is like in the States, you'll have your family, your cousin, your friend who's maybe the same age who also had a baby. And over here, you really don't have those built-in resources that maybe you grew up with. So you're going to meet other parents, other moms who are going through the same thing in the same place. And that community is really, really helpful as you're going through things for the first time or even for the second time. You know, because it's very different being a parent with maybe a toddler and another child too. So that's another another challenging situation. And so part of building that community is it's the infant toddler play group, and that's over at the Maronite Double Park. Let's see, the dates for that for May are the 1st, the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. And that's from 0900 to 10:30. That's again the 1st, the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. So it's a weekly play group, and it's from 09 to 10:30, and it's May, so ideally in the morning won't be that hot, but when it gets warmer, you know, they go in the shade and they bring water and stuff like that for
that's
the kids
nice.
To play with. And it's really, I mean, I know a lot of spouses that really look forward to it. So, and that's especially if you live out in the community, if you live out in Bel Paso or Tracastañi. It's a bit of a hike, but it's you know, it's something to do.
And can I just say congratulations on having a new kid?
Thanks.
And personally, I'm 20. I'm young. The whole idea of being a parent is scary to me.
Yeah.
Like, oh my Lord, that is wild. I definitely need some counseling, almost like some virtual counseling for that stuff. Not specifically about parenting, but...
Yeah, absolutely. So again, you know, as far as new parenting, I mean, I had my second child, I was 38, you know, so like, but I still struggle with like dealing with, you know, trying to get my time back, you know? I mean, I spent a lot, having kids when you're older, you actually, you know, you're almost more used to enjoying your free time. And so I really, it was still an adjustment for me, and that can be hard, and it could be really useful to have somebody to talk to. So as you mentioned, Real quick, we also have a Bringing Home Baby. It's a clinical workshop that we do, too. So that's like a side note that I actually run. So if you wanted to do the Bringing Home Baby classes, you would get scheduled at Fleet and Family as well. I could do it as a group, and then I also do it individually just because we try and meet people where they're at. But yes. As an additional option, Fleet and Family offers virtual clinical counseling. And so it can help with, you know, separation, grief, deployment, relocation, relationship issues, parent-child interaction challenges, and other challenges related to military and family life. And, you know, having a new child is something that is an adjustment, not to mention that, you know, sometimes, and it is normal to go through, you know, postpartum depression, things like that, you know, and we can connect with you and, you know, and get you either set up with the right people or we are the right people that you should be talking to. So the virtual counseling phone number is +1-855-205-6749. That's +1-855-205-6749. And I would say probably the biggest benefit that's different than the in-person counseling that Fleet and Family had offered is you can do this in the evenings and the weekends. So as a clinical therapist, a lot of the times, you know, the mission, as important as it is, can be something that gets in the way of people leaving their job.
It's really convenient those times, honestly.
Precisely. Yeah, yeah. So it's like, you know, I can see people at 10 a.m., you know, during the week or 1 p.m., and that's like right in the middle of the workday, you know, so people feel like they have to skip a meeting in order to try and get some help. And it's like, with this, you don't have to.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all the information. And coming up next, we'll be discussing more upcoming events with Flea and Family. You're listening to Beautiful Mistakes by Maroon 5. Of course, now we're back here again, just like the song said, with talking about Flea and Family with the BASE workbook. What is the BASE workbook?
Right. So the BASE workbook, so my colleague and supervisor, Joanna Philidor, so she's the counselor here as well, and then the family advocacy representative.
Yes.
So over time, she's also a spouse. And so over time, she's really, you know, she saw a need in the community and through her also her doctoral program created this workbook. And BASE really is an acronym. That's what we do here, right, in the military.
Yeah.
So and it stands for Belonging, Action, Support, and Empowerment. And so essentially it has both just kind of ideas and activities in the book to kind of address a lot of the major challenges and questions that come with being a spouse and the isolation and the loneliness that really does come with being in an overseas environment or stateside, you know, with all your kind of natural resources, natural social resources, you know, taken away from you. And so what this does is it gives you practical advice, practical challenges, and, you know, I think it gently and respectfully, you know, asks you, well, have you tried this? You know, and so it really, it's very sensitive to the challenge here, but it also is very practical and says, like, well, you know,
it's the truth, it's something that you can take advantage of if you know that you're in that position.
Yeah, and it came from, you know, somebody who, you know, she experienced the isolation and got to a point, you know, of, well, what am I going to do about it? You know, and I think sometimes people go straight to the what am I going to do about it or what are you going to do about it? And it can sound really uncaring and unempathetic, but I think this is a really thoughtful approach to that that says, like, this is hard for good reason. You're not weak. You're not, you know, dumb. You're not, you know, somebody.
Yeah,
who,
of course.
But it says, like, and, you know, have you tried taking, like, the language courses at Fleet and Family, you know, to learn a couple more phrases to feel a little less isolated, you know, and maybe you could order yourself a pizza beyond, I mean, Umberto's is good, right? But, like, beyond Umberto's, right? Something a little bit further outside of your comfort zone. And so, or have you taken advantage of the MWR trips? Have you, you know? So it really kind of lists out, and this is Sigonella specific, so it really was built and kind of born out of this environment over here. So it's not just general information. It's very practical, very useful, and there's a QR code Right now, that's how we're distributing it. And so it's making its way through the community. But if you wanted it, we do have a QR code for it at Fleet and Family. So if you are nearby, and Fleet and Family is right next to the housing office. So if you're over housing, you could just step over and take a picture of the QR code and get the a PDF version of it that you can look at on your phone.
And I personally feel like I could almost relate to this in a sort of sense because it's my first duty station. Mm-hmm. I'm a junior sailor. I live in the barracks. So there's really nothing, like, you come in not really knowing what is Sigonella, what does Sigonella have to provide. Mm-hmm. So definitely if you're in a similar position, you can also check this out and see, like, the different opportunities that Fleet and Family gives you. Like you mentioned, the 5-language course. Mm-hmm. I'm so interested in that, but it's just, you know, it's a matter of me taking initiative and actually doing it, you know, going out and actually, like you said, going out to restaurants, going out to trips, stuff like that. So definitely, like, it doesn't have to be just spouse specific. It can be to anybody who feels alone too.
Yeah, and I think that's it. You know, it's like it'd be great for, I mean, anybody on base. I mean, it came out of, you know, for supporting, you know, spouses, but this is for anybody in this environment. It can be very isolating, and you know, at MWR and Fleet Family, like, we really rack our brains trying to find ways to keep people entertained and enjoying themselves over here. And what this workbook kind of does is it asks you to kind of reflect on, like, what can I do to kind of meet all of these services halfway, you know?
Yeah, and take full advantage of your time here.
So there's, like, an activity for, like, self-reflection. And one of the questions is, like, what qualities do you consider important in a friendship? Why are these qualities important to you? And so this kind of manages isolation and to say, like, you know, and some of the questions further down really kind of get to, like, am I expecting to find my childhood best friend here? And if other people don't meet that expectation, if the feeling is like, well, they can't be my friend because of that, it's like you're really setting everybody up for failure. Like, there's no way you're going to feel the same way with a new person that you do with somebody you've known for 15, 20 years that you went to school with from the same town. And so you come here with that mindset and you say, all right, I'm looking for, you know, Jenny, best friend Jenny, and it's like, well, you know, nobody's gonna be able to
beggars, you know, can't be choosers.
Well, sure. and also, yeah, it's just your expectations, you know. And so you could, you know, say, like, well, nobody's as cool as Jenny, and then what's the consequence of that, or the impact of that, is you're still kind of home alone,
and
so
you might never find the Jenny.
Exactly. And you probably, I think the answer is you won't, because you don't have 30 years, 20 years with her, and you didn't go to math class together, you know? And so it's like,
I definitely understand, of course.
You know, so it's like, it's not lowering your expectations. I think people get really upset when they hear that. It's more changing your expectations, moving them to the right or the left a little bit.
Adjusting to the
adjust
new,
them.
Like,
yeah, precisely. And it's not a, like, a moral judgment on your expectations. It's more just looking at, like, what's the, how does that function, right? If you are expecting to be that close that quickly to somebody as if you've known them your whole life, that's a really tall order for everybody. And, you know, hopefully nobody holds you to that standard either, because that's going to be really hard for you too. So just, you're going to have to start slow. You might get some, maybe some dates that don't go so well, some friends that maybe aren't perfect, but, you know, giving them opportunity. Not everybody has to be your best friend. There can be some people who are respectfully B-level, C-level buddies that are good enough to go to the beach with.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Matt. Definitely check out the base workbook and keep an open mind. Now, coming up next, we'll be wrapping things up with Fleet and Family. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. Matt, why do you have to leave us? You're, like, probably one of my favorite people I've interviewed so far.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
But, of course, with you leaving, of course, you got to wrap things up. For people who probably haven't heard or are just now tuning in, what are some things you'd like to tell the Sigonella community?
You know, I'd like to just let them know that, like, it is not easy, you know, being in a new place and being in the military, being a military family or DOD person working over here, you know. And also, there's a lot of, like, really, really helpful people that, you know, maybe there's no, like, perfect solution, but there's probably, like, a B-level one. And there's that saying of, like, don't let you know, great be the enemy of good or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like your expectations, you know, can be important to take a look at, you know. And there's a lot of really, really great stuff here. And like I said, Fleet Family has a lot of really helpful people that, like, you barely even have to ask, and they'll hook you up with at least what we have. So feel free to call, to reach out. We have the base guide, which has all of our classes. I mean, we have the transition assistant, so the TAP classes. We have all of the employment effective resume writing. We have a lot of resources, to include, like I said, the base workbook, the new parent support program. Again, new parent support, like huge. And the play group, like I said, is on the 1st, the 8th, the 15th, 22nd, 29th. It's in Maranai at the Double Park from 0900 to 10:30. Yeah, it's really good. Good for you kids to get the socialization. Good for you parents to get the socialization too. I just wish everybody the best.
Oh, thank you so much. And it was really nice having you here today, Matt.
Thank you
really
so much.
Appreciate it. And it was really nice meeting you too.
Nice to meet you too. Thank you.
All right. Well, coming up next, you're going to keep listening to The Morning Buzz. You're listening to 105.9 FM Sigonella, the station serving you America's best.